Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, folks. I didn't realize that I was supposed to already be here today. I have been working on my computer. My normal computer has been really slow today. I've been trying to get in here for almost 2 hours, and my computer just wouldn't do it. And I finally had to restart it, and it took about another hour to get it to start. So something's going on with my computer. Things for this show need to be done. Like I said before, I have been doing everything I can to get in here. The things that are going on for this show right now are not working, but let me try to do at least a little bit of my time left, because I got 22 minutes left. Let me try to get something of my show done today, and then we will be back on Friday, which is normal for us, but we will be back on Friday and do everything that we can to make sure that everything works. Like I said, my computer has been down today. Haven't been able to do too much of anything, but welcome to the show, what's left of it.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert the Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. The chat room is open right at the moment, so like I said, we're not sure what is going on, but we do have some show ready for you. We have a bunch of stuff that we had gotten together for the show. I will have to open up some stuff here so I can see what the heck I'm talking about, what the heck is going on, what we will be talking about. Like I said, we've only got about 20 minutes, 18 minutes left now, right now. But we got, you know, I had an article here for Mayor Pete. And the other day, yesterday, or the day before, I think it was, he gave up his bid to be the president, which is just absolutely awesome. Because one of the things this man is doing is he's fostering the sexualization of children. And this is something I remember growing up, if you ran for president, if you had anything in your background that told an unsavory story, or especially when it came to children, your running for president was just simply not allowed. People didn't follow you. They didn't want to be part of your campaign. There wasn't anybody who would pay to have your campaign going. There wouldn't be anything like this. Now, it doesn't matter what you do. If you're a Democrat, it really does not matter what you do. Perfectly fine. You want to run for president? Sure. Doesn't matter that you have molested children and done all kinds of things. No, you can go ahead and do that. That's not wrong anymore, at least not for the Democrat side. Now, we go into things like a Republican doing something wrong. And what we have here is a complete turnaround on everything. You know, the Democrats will – one good example of this was Tom Foley. He had an alleged affair. Actually, it was an affair. He admitted to it. But before they even got the facts – the Democrats were coming down on him saying that he had to give up his career because he had an affair with a male page. It destroyed his career. Now, I can name a whole bunch of Democrats who have had even worse things go on, and they stayed in the Senate until they died. Ted Kennedy was one. They called him the lion of the Senate. He essentially murdered a girl in his car because he was drunk, driving without a driver's license, driving without insurance, drove his car off of a bridge into a pond. He got out, went home, went to bed. Didn't call the cops until the next morning. The girl in his car lived for about 45 minutes. He could have saved her, but he didn't. And he served the rest of his life in the Senate. There are several others. One, and right now I can't remember his name. I know that there's probably somebody out there that would, but he had a brothel in his basement. He served in the Senate until the end of his life as a Democrat. Foley had an affair with a male page. That was the end of his career. Why? Because he was a Republican. Because he did something wrong. The difference between all of this here is that with Foley, even the Republicans told him he needed to go. And he did. He needed to go, and he did. Nixon was impeached for something that most every president before him had probably done, but didn't get caught. And it knocked him out of public office, knocked him out of public life, probably until towards the end of his life. Clinton was impeached for having oral sex with an intern in the Oval Office, and at the same time he was telling the country that oral sex was not sex, that he didn't do it. He was pretty much impeached, yet he stayed in public life. He still is. His wife, Hillary Clinton, did major things wrong during the time she was Secretary of State. 4 Americans died in Benghazi because she wouldn't do anything. Where is she now? No. She's not in prison where she should be. She's running around telling everybody that Trump is a horrible person, that he is destroying America. But she didn't do anything to destroy America. No. Nothing like that. She didn't do anything like that. Yes, she did. But the difference is she's a Democrat. She can get away with things like this. Mike Bloomberg, he's another one. Scandals all over the place, but he's running for president. Bernie Sanders wants the nation to be a socialist nation. He says there's nothing wrong with that. Yes, there is. That is what we ran away from when we were leaving Europe and everywhere else to come to America. Now he wants to make that normal America. And the sad part about that, he's the front runner for the Democratic Party. That shows exactly where the Democrats are going in this whole thing. That shows exactly where the Democrats want to lead this whole thing. Then we also have the Islamists in this nation. People who want to be here only for one reason and one reason only. Take over the country, give us Sharia law, get rid of our Constitution. This is all boiled into one thing. Take rights away from women. Behead anybody who doesn't agree with them. And their jihad essentially says, get into the nation that you're wanting to go to and get in with such numbers that you cannot be stopped, then take over. Well, here's what's happening. Democrats are letting them in. They are all over the place. They've got training, jihad training camps all over this nation that the American law enforcement cannot go into. American law enforcement can't go into. Think about that one for a while. Then we have Ruby Ridge. He had a compound. He tried to keep the American law enforcement out, and it didn't work because they went in anyway. Waco, Texas, they went in anyway. But with these Islamic places, no, we can't go in there. It will violate their rights. It'll violate their rights, for crying out loud. Well, what about the rights of all these other people that they've gone in and done it anyway? You don't think they violated rights there. They didn't. But if you go and stop and think about it that way, they wouldn't violate the rights of the Islamists if they went in to those places either. And as long as our law enforcement will not do what needs to be done for all of this stuff to get rid of Islam in America, send them somewhere else. Get rid of them. Send them somewhere else. That's what we need to do. That's what's needed. But because we're not doing it, folks, because we are not doing what needs to be done, they are gaining a foothold that they should never gain in this nation. And the foothold that we're allowing them to gain, folks, will destroy our republic. Think about that one the next time you want to say, oh, there's nothing wrong with them being here. Yeah, there is. They want to destroy our country. They want to get rid of our country. And that is the way it stands. Be right back. In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one and an LLC to boot. Enter now Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based out of Indiana, but working in the Great Southwest in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87112. With drones being the new up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless, with photograph abilities from a perspective that was hard to get before now. From surveying to photographing problem areas on buildings like the roof, drones can get you the photographs without the danger of actually climbing up there and taking the photographs yourself. Affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, the abilities to get the photographs and the graphics with an all-in-one process that can save you a lot of time and money has never been done before. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, at 505-317-8741. Or you can email us at guardingr@reagan.com. That's GARDINGR at REAGAN.com. We are your one stop for drone photography and graphics, too. Give us a call. We can do it all. No one can really imagine what lifestyles our military families live while their significant other serves to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years. Their children have to go to new schools, make new friends, and just to keep up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. Most people do not realize the financial burden of relocating a family time and time again. Not only that, but insurance rates change every time, and coming up with first, last, and deposits for an apartment if housing isn't available is expensive. Traveling home for emergencies, too. The military doesn't cover these things, and the list goes on and on. People think the government covers all costs for families, but it is unfortunately not true. Because of all the troubles they have, families are at times in need of help and greatly need our patriotic citizens to lend a helping hand by sending in donations. This is where we come in. SAMFAM, Inc. is a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that is dedicated to...
Okay, we are back. Hopefully this time there'll be something going with this. I've only got about 5 minutes left on this show. I scheduled it probably an hour earlier than I wanted to. So when I finally got in here, let me explain what went on, just in case that last little part didn't come through because I had the microphone shut off. Hopefully the computer microphone took over, but I'm using a PC right at the moment, which goes completely against my sensibilities when it comes to running a show, because I do all of mine on a Macintosh and it's so much easier to do it that way. But on this one, the settings for the sound, the microphone, as far as I know, the microphone is working. It should be anyway. I had the microphone shut off on the last segment. And so you probably didn't hear anything on that one, but my computer today got really slow. When I started it up this morning, it took about 2.5 hours to start. And then when it finally did, it took about 20 minutes every time I opened up a program to do something. And I'm right now in the process of getting rid of my cache, just clearing it completely and seeing if that will help. I've run a diagnostic on it. I ran a virus thing on it. Nothing was in there. I got rid of a bunch of stuff that was in the computer that I didn't think should have been there. Hopefully I didn't delete anything I needed, but hopefully next week I will be back in full force doing the things that I need to do, because this show, along with the other two shows that are on Conservative Nation Media right now, are needed. This is something that I don't think there has been a time in the history of this nation where people have been so dumbed down about what this nation is all about what this nation's government is all about. And that even includes the idiots in Washington. Most of them don't even realize what we really are anymore. They call us a democracy. They call us everything but what we really are. We're not a democracy, folks. We never have been. We were never meant to be a democracy. And that was discussed with our founding fathers.
That was discussed. We are a constitutional republic. And the day that I hear people start calling us that, that will be, in my mind, a victory for America. Because we are a constitutional republic. The Electoral College was put in place for one specific reason, and the Democrats know what that reason is. And that's the reason why the Democrats are working so hard to get rid of the Electoral College. Once the Electoral College is gone, folks, somebody who values the Constitution, who values the laws of this nation, who values what this country is supposed to stand for, will never, and let me repeat that, will never be elected to office again. Because the Electoral College was put together at a time when everybody who was looking at this thought, well, in the future, we're going to have huge cities with a lot of delegates. We're going to have huge cities that will control the elections from four or five different places in this country. Every president will be elected from those four or five things without the Electoral College. Nobody in the heartland, nobody in rural America, nobody in the smaller towns will ever matter. Your votes won't even matter. It'd be just like you didn't even vote, because they won't matter. People in big cities, liberals in big cities, will elect everyone. And once that happens, folks, mark my words, that's what the Democrats are pushing for. They want to be able to get us out of being a constitutional republic with an electoral college to help keep the elections pure and safe. They want elections where only they can win, only they will win, and that is why they are so hard pressed to get rid of the electoral college. They keep talking about how Hillary Clinton actually won the popular vote. Well, there's been controversy on that one, because there are counts that show that she didn't. But that's what they want. They want to be able to get the votes. It doesn't matter about the Electoral College. It doesn't matter about the delegates that you get. What they want, folks, is they want to win every time. Get rid of the Electoral College, and they will win every time. And I've just seen that right now we are, I don't know. It shows, my clock on this computer shows it's 5:00. The clock on my wall says it's 3:00. So this computer actually let me online 2 hours early, which is one of the reasons why things didn't work out the way I wanted them to. This show is supposedly over now, because according to this, the time is 5:00. It's not. It's not. And, you know, where we have to find out about what's going on here is that, you know, the idea that we have a nation that right now is so out of touch with everything. We have snowflakes who cry to the moon, who cried to the moon when Trump got elected, said that the nation was going to be destroyed. Trump made promises to the American people, and he has kept a majority, if not all, of those promises. He promised that he'd bring down unemployment. Right now, unemployment, folks, is at the lowest levels ever, And that includes with blacks, Hispanics, Asians, and whites. And what are the Democrats telling us? Oh, he's destroying this nation. He's destroying this country. Really? Is that what he's doing, folks? Is that what he's doing? I don't think so. I really don't. And if you stop and use your ever-loving brain for something other than fertilizer, you would realize this. Now, the Republicans and the conservatives in this country, they're all using their brain. They're using it. They know what is going on. Democrats, on the other hand, I think they've forgotten how. Democrats do not know how to use their brains anymore. All they know how to do is follow the wishes of the leaders that are on their in their party who want to push socialism and communism on us like Bernie Sanders does. And he can get mad as hell if he wants about that. He is a communist, plain and simple. And what a gig. I'm glad to hell he's out of there. To me, I don't care what his sexual preferences is, but he was trying to force them on everybody else. That's where I care. I've had friends in my life that have been gay. And they were good friends. They were good friends because they didn't try to push their ideals on me, and I didn't try to push my ideals on them. We were friends, and that's all there was to it. They knew what my sexual preferences were, which was not what they were. And they respected me for that. The people today, they don't respect you. If you have your own preferences and they're different from theirs, they don't have any respect for that. That baker that in Colorado or Oregon, it was, who was made, who was at, had a customer come in who wanted them to bake a cake for their wedding. It was a gay wedding. The couple told him, no, we can't do that. Our religion tells us no. The government got involved, folks. Now, where is free speech on this? It sure wasn't with the baker. Thankfully, the baker won on that one, but it also cost them a lot. Cost them a lot of their livelihood. They almost lost their business over it. But were there any apologies? No, there wasn't. And on top of that, there have been about four other attempts since then to hit them like that. One of them was where this person wanted to marry his computer. And he wanted a cake for the wedding. They wouldn't do it. They took him to court. This person took them to court over that. Now, you may think this is stupid, and it is. It's absolutely insane. But it's happening in this country because we have liberals who are pushing this kind of ideology into the norm. They want all of this idiocy to be normal. They want all of this stupidity to be the smart thing to do. It's not, and it never will be. Folks, right is right, wrong is wrong, and I don't care if the government comes out and tells us all that now murder is okay. You can go ahead and do that anytime you want. Murder is still wrong. Man's laws change, folks. God's laws do not, and we got to remember this. Murder is always going to be wrong. And that includes with abortion, because that's murdering a baby. May not be born yet, may not be viable yet, may not be anything except a fetus growing inside of a mother. But if the mother is going to be dumb enough to spread her legs and get pregnant, then she needs to be smart enough to take care of that life that is growing inside her body instead of killing it. But the Democrats want all of this stuff made normal. They want that baby killed. Bloomberg even said something like that to one of his employees, a woman who got pregnant. He says, oh, God, not another one. You're number 17 or something like that. Why don't you go and kill it? He's running for president. Do you see where I'm going with this, folks? This whole idea that the United States is pushing ideals like this as being right when they are so far from being right that it's ridiculous. Yet everybody who talks against this are the ones who are being branded as bad. If this broadcast was heard in Washington, D.C., the Democrats would come unglued. Why? Because it pins them to the wall. And they don't want that, so I am wrong in their eyes. It doesn't matter if I'm telling the truth. It doesn't matter if I'm following God's laws. It doesn't matter if I think that the Constitution is right and they are wrong. In their eyes, I'm always wrong. And as long as this nation is allowing crap like this, folks, we are going to continue to go downhill. And that is the main reason right now why this country is in such turmoil, because President Trump is not allowing this. So you will hear the Democrats talking about how he is a tyrant. To them, maybe, yeah, because he won't allow their ideals to be pushed forward like they want them to be. He's no tyrant, folks. He's who we elected as president. He's doing what we want him to do as president. It goes completely against the Democrats. And in my mind, that's okay, because the Democrats are going completely against the Constitution, and that is where they need to be taken out of office. The sooner, the better. And as long as they stay in office, people like Pelosi, Schumer, Mad Maxine Waters, all of these idiots in office who cannot do the right thing because the right thing goes against what they are in office for, they are the ones who need to be gotten rid of, folks. They need to be gotten rid of fast, because they are destroying this nation. And as long as we let them destroy this nation, we're going to come closer and closer and closer to communism and socialism and the loss of our freedoms and Islamicism. Once any one of those takes over, folks, our Constitution's gone. Our Bill of Rights are gone. Our freedoms that were guaranteed to us by our Creator are gone. And if we so much as follow God after this happens, we will probably either end up in jail or killed. Plain and simple. And this isn't scaremongering, folks. This is not scaremongering. This is not scaremongering. This is telling you the god-awful truth about what is going on the left in this country today. They are nothing more than communists, unlawful communists. They keep talking, Pelosi keeps talking about how she's following the Constitution. She probably can't read the first line. She can't even talk the first line of the Constitution. She doesn't know it. Because if she did, she would not be telling all of us the things she's been telling us. Adam Schiff is another one. He doesn't know the Constitution. He probably doesn't know the first line. The Bill of Rights, they don't know any of them. The laws of this nation that are there to protect the people, they don't know any of them. They don't want them because they protect the people. They don't want the Constitution because it limits their power. Plain and simple, they don't want the Constitution because it limits their power. And folks, let me guarantee you this one thing. Anything that is in the way of total power to the Democrats has to be gotten rid of. That is why they are working so hard. That is why they are so hard at work to get rid of our freedoms, to get rid of our foundation, to get rid of our Constitution. You know, according to the Democrats, our Constitution is no good because the men who wrote it were not perfect. They did things that were wrong. And my only question is, I'm going to say this to Pelosi, and you don't. I'm going to say this to Mad Maxine Waters, and you don't. Can you say this to Governor Newsom in California, and you don't? Or to Schumer, you don't? Or any of those politicians in Washington who have decided that they are the ones who are in charge, not the people. The one thing that we need to ask them, and we need to ask them every time they speak up, really? And you're perfect? Really? And you never do anything wrong? Really? Is that what the people want? That would be a good one. Is that what the people want? And if they say yes, they'll say, okay, which ones? Which ones? Because the majority of the ones I see, the majority of the ones I talk to, hate what you're doing. And in the America that I grew up in, folks, majority rules. But only when it comes to the Constitution. You try to push majority rules in a democracy, and what you've got is mob rule. Because everyone, and mark my words here, folks, everyone can be made to believe whatever someone wants them to believe. All they have to do is push that idea until no other idea exists. And that's what's going on here in America, folks. That's what's going on here in America today. We have the Democrats who are pushing for their ideals. And they've even gone to the point where they're not even teaching our children anymore what America actually stands for. They're not pushing any of that. They're not teaching any of that. No wonder we have so many young kids today who don't know that capitalism is really the way to go and socialism will never, ever work. Because they have not been taught this. They have been dumbed down to the point that it's almost scary. But the thing that's really neat about all this is that there's so many of our young people today who actually get it. They didn't learn it in school. Because school will not teach them that. They had to have learned it from their parents. Parents who stood up and did the right thing, taught their children the right thing about America, not what they're teaching. You know, and I had a thing from my younger daughter, stepdaughter, in Indiana, when I still live there, when she was in grade school, they had what they called a mandatory auditorium thing where all the children were supposed to go in there and listen to a speech from Obama. A bunch of parents wrote them. I'm one of them. Said, I don't want my daughter in there. And guess where my daughter was that day? You got it. They made her be in there. And that's one of the schools in this nation that is actually still trying to teach. But they still did that. The other thing that's going on is the Democrats are trying to get rid of home teaching.
Why?
They're trying to get rid of home teaching because the parents are teaching the kids actual history of the United States. They're teaching actual things that actually happened in the United States instead of trying to teach them that socialism is what we need to go after. Socialism is what this country needs. Socialism is what will save this country. When the children are being home taught, they are being taught that socialism is what will destroy this country. People who home teach or the people who don't home teach and then actively get involved in their sons or daughters in their teaching when they come home. You know, that like with me and my wife, we would always ask, you know, our daughters, what did you learn in school today? And if they said the right things, that was fine. But if they said something that was socialist in nature, that's where we would step in. And that's where parents need to step in, folks. The government has been trying to dumb down our kids for so long now that we've almost got a whole generation that doesn't know what America is all about. They don't know what America is. They don't know the difference between socialism and a constitutional republic. They don't know the difference between socialism and capitalism. They think that capitalism is the great evil and that socialism will save everyone. When the truth of the matter is, socialism will destroy and has destroyed people every time it's ever been tried. And no, it's not like Hillary Clinton says, the right person just hasn't tried it yet. What makes her so damn smart? She's not. It wouldn't matter if Hillary Clinton pushed socialism, Bernie Sanders pushed socialism, or the president of Russia or the president of Venezuela. Doesn't matter. It will all end up exactly the same. And for all of you people who think Venezuela is not bad, you should have seen Venezuela before socialism took over. It was one of the richest nations in South America. Can't say that about it today. It's so racked with boredom, eating out of garbage cans for their evening meal. Socialism works? No, it doesn't. It never will. With socialism, you will eventually run out of other people's money, and then it will all go downhill from there. Bernie Sanders is constantly saying that Denmark and Finland and Sweden and Norway are all socialist nations. They're not. They've got the high tax rate of a socialist nation, but they're not socialists. They are an active market society. They're not socialists. And even Denmark has written Sanders and told them that. And he keeps saying that Denmark is a great example of how socialism works. No, Denmark is not, because Denmark's not socialist. Capitalistic market . Nothing more, nothing less. And that is the part of their country that is succeeding. The socialistic part, not so much. But they are also learning something else over there that we have yet to learn. That Islam is not our friends. Now, there are a lot of people in this country now that know this. Kathy Hinners, my good friend out of Tennessee, she knows that Islam is not a friend of ours. She knows that Islam will destroy this nation. She runs her site, Daily Roll Call, which was also the name of her show when she was with Conservative Nation Media. She runs her site informing people what Islam is all about. A lot of my information about Islam comes from that lady. And you cannot dispute what she says. All this stuff about these Islam training camps that are all over this nation that the American law enforcement cannot get into. I know that to be true. Kathy used to be a law enforcement official in New York. That is where one of the biggest ones is. Law enforcement is not allowed inside. Reporters are not allowed inside. The people who live all around it can hear gunfire all the time. It's because they're training in there. Islam is training folks to take over this country. And we're allowing them to come in. We're allowing them to populate. We're allowing them to take office in our government. That's exactly what their jihad tells us they are doing. Yet we're allowing it. Why? Are we that completely ignorant about our nation that we want Islam to take over? Are we that ignorant about what is really going on in this world that we're allowing them to take over? Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Anaya Pressley, Keith Ellison, all of these in office, and even more have joined lately. West Virginia, or in Virginia, another Muslim person just took over an office in Virginia. Some have taken over in Tennessee. Andre Carson in Indiana. They're all over, people, and we'd better put a stop to this before we lose our nation, because it's coming, I guarantee you. It's coming if we do not put a stop to this. The idea that we can't do any more than we're doing is just liberal stupidity. It's taking the word of a socialist communist like Bernie Sanders and saying, yeah, he must be telling the truth. He's got a microphone. Well, folks, so do I. And I'm here to tell you that Bernie Sanders is lying every step of the way. Joe Biden is lying every step of the way. Elizabeth Warren is lying every step of the way. Pete Buttigieg is lying every step of the way. Nancy Pelosi is lying every step of the way. And it goes on and on and on and on. And if we don't stop this, folks, we are gonna lose our nation. And when we lose our nation, folks, we're gonna lose our freedoms, I guarantee you. You don't want to lose your freedoms. You had better start fighting for America, because America needs you right now more than ever before. America needs you to know our past, because if you forget your past, you're doomed to repeat it. And that's exactly what the Democrats are working on, making us forget our past, because they want us to repeat it. The thing that they don't stop to think about is when we lose our freedoms, they will too. Because once we lose our freedoms because of the way they're pushing our government's going to be overthrown. Once our government's overthrown, they will be overthrown. And then it doesn't matter what money they have. They won't be able to buy themselves back into power because they'll have lost it. They'll all boo-hoo. Oh, this is sad. This is so bad for me. Oh. But the true sadness will be in the American people who lost their freedoms because they were not watching. And that's just like I've said before, folks, we need to wake up and we need to open our eyes and see what the hell is going on, because we're losing our freedoms at a rate today that has never been seen before. And there's only so many freedoms we can lose before we don't have any left. It's to the point now where if I've got a gun in my house, I can be arrested for being a terrorist, because the Democrats will sit there and say, well, he does a radio show and he's a conservative and he talks against us all the time, so that means he's a terrorist. We need to go and get his guns because he's a danger to all of us. No, folks, the danger to all of us is not me and my guns. It's the Democrats in office and the Republicans who will not do the right thing. And the independents like Bernie Sanders, the socialist communist who wants to take over this nation. You want to see this nation under Bernie Sanders? It won't happen right away, folks, but under Bernie Sanders, watch. If you want to see what this nation will be heading towards, look at Venezuela. And you'll see exactly where this nation will be heading. Because the one problem that none of us seem to realize here, once the government passes a law, it's next to impossible to get rid of it. Obamacare is still there. Even though the Republicans took over, even though Trump is in the White House and the Republicans hold the Senate, and the Republicans are most likely going to take back the House this next election, Obamacare is still there. What should have been done was Obamacare should have been gotten rid of right then and there. They passed it illegally. They passed it partisan-like. No Republican voted for it. 60 to 70% of the people didn't want it. Yet it was the law of the land for a while. Now, granted, the Republicans have gotten rid of the mandate. The Republicans have gotten rid of a couple of things of it. But Obamacare is still there. Why? It was an illegal law in the first place. It's still an illegal law. So why is it still there? It's the same thing with every other law that the United States government has passed on us, whether they're right or wrong. They are hard to get rid of. And the Democrats knew this. They knew this from the very beginning. They knew it was a program that was going to be a disaster. But they wanted that control. They wanted their fists wrapped around our necks so they could squeeze. Folks, that is what the Democrats are all about. And the sooner the people realize this, the better off this nation is going to be. They keep telling us how Trump is very unpopular. But if you look at the rallies, Trump rallies are always stadiums, huge stadiums, filled to the rafters with people. People waiting outside, can't get in, so they put jumbotrons out there so they can watch. Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton or one of those others does a rally, and they have to do close-in shots because they don't want everybody to see all the empty seats all around. They put microphones right up in the areas where the people are so that when they cheer, it sounds really loud. With Trump, you don't have to do that. Put a microphone back in the corner, and it will pick up all of the sounds from all of the crowd and how the crowd loves him. There doesn't have to be all this witchcraft and photography wizardry and all of this stuff to make Trump stuff look full, because they are. They have to use it with Hillary Clinton. They have to use it with Bernie Sanders. They have to use it with Biden. They have to use it with Elizabeth Warren. They even used it with Obama. And now I keep getting these things on Facebook saying, what do you think, what would you vote for Hillary Clinton, or not Hillary Clinton, but Michelle Obama if she ran for president? I always turn those things off because they're stupid. The only way that they would be even worth answering about if they would put a fuck no answer in there. Now, I don't like using words like that, but to her, that would fit. That would fit in a heartbeat. That would fit. And we have to realize this, folks. The Democrats are out to destroy America, just like Muslims are out to destroy America. A good Muslim follows the Quran. The Quran tells them that Christians are nothing more than infidels that need to be gotten rid of. It's in the Quran, folks. Look it up. It's there. We have to start fighting for our nation, or we are going to lose it. Plain and simple. Now, I've been actually off the air. Nobody can come in here and listen to this until I actually come in and end the show so that I can listen to it. Which I'm about to do now. I've had about little more than an hour, I think. I wanted to have a 2-hour show today at least. But there are things that, you know, since I essentially screwed this whole thing up and I ended up going in early, nobody knew I was here, but they will be able to get this on my archives. It will be there. It'll only be a little more than an hour. But I am working hard to get my computer working, or get this one working so I can hear sound in it, so that when I do have to do my show on Friday, I will be able to do it. I will be able to get it done. Nobody came into the chat room. It is open, but I'm getting ready to close that up right now because the show is pretty much over for now. Are, like I said in the description of this show, we are in our 18th year now as NWCR Radio. We have been with several networks. We were with the traditional American Patriot Network for a while. We were on our own for a while. Then Conservative Nation Media brought me in. I joined them in 2013. We're in our 7th year with them now. And I now own Conservative Nation Media, and we are working hard to try to get you more shows. We've got 3 now. We've got Nada with Mango, and that's his 4th show is going to be airing tomorrow at its normal time at 5 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. my time, Mountain Time. Black by Color Only will be on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Those are 2 great shows. And we have another one that's coming. It's called One Mad Grandma. And as soon as we get that one set up and going, I'm in the process of trying to record a intro for that thing, or not really an intro, but a advertisement for it. And as soon as we get that done, I'll start playing that on our shows. It will be on all of them. But all in all, Conservative Nation Media is growing, folks, and we're in the process of trying to get back to the point where we have at least one show on every night of the week. If you remember back about 6 years ago, six and a half years ago now, I think we had two shows on Sunday. We had two shows on Monday. And then for a little while, we had two shows on Tuesday. We had one show on Friday, one on Wednesday, one on Thursday, and we had one on Saturday. Mine was on Saturday at that point in time. Friday was daily roll call with Kathy Hinners, who I was quoting earlier in the show. We are working to get that back up and going the way it was. And like I said, we've got three shows now. We've got a fourth one coming, and that will be announced as soon as I get all the information for it and I can put together a advertisement for it. But it's going to be called One Mad Grandma. That's going to be a an interesting show too. I'm sorry that I kind of screwed up today. I came into this computer. This computer had the wrong time on it, and I didn't notice that. Told me my show was ready to go, that I had missed most of it. So I went in and started to do the show. Turns out my clock on my computer was 2 hours fast. It's been fixed now, and but we will be back on Friday with the full show. And like I said, tomorrow we'll have Nada with Mango. That one right now is only a 30-minute show, which, and he's already been talking about how 30 minutes is not long enough. So hopefully that one will go to an hour before long. Once he gets himself going on this and gets himself acclimated to being able to do the show, and he's doing really well at it so far, he will be going to a longer time. Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. That one's been a great show for, oh, he's been on the air with us for, I think, somewhere around a year now. It doesn't seem possible. It really doesn't. But we've got these three shows and then that one more that's coming. But one of the things that I do have to say to you folks is America is under attack. And we're under attack by several entities, both of which are here. We're under attack by the Democrats, which I call demon brats. And we're under attack by Islam. And we better wake up and find out just what the heck is going on, because this nation is in trouble. And the sooner we realize this, folks, the better off this nation will be. I think that we've probably got four more years of Trump, which is going to be a good thing. But I also guarantee you that when Trump wins in November, we're going to have a lot of Democrats who are going to start up this impeachment shit again. They've already said they're going to do it. People don't believe it, but I do. They say they're going to do it. It's going to be they're going to try it, especially if they don't lose the House. If they don't lose the House, if they gain in the House and they gain in the Senate, even if they don't take it over, that will embolden them to even go farther than they already have. And we can't allow that, folks. We cannot allow that, because this nation needs our help. And the sooner we wake up and start helping, the sooner America will be great again. My name is Robert the Infidel Garding with this latest edition of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, our 423rd episode on this, the third day of March. It's winter's almost gone. We're going to be in the 60s here, the mid to upper 60s for the rest of the week. So it's going to be an awesome week. And we will see you on Friday. Like I said, remember tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern is Nada with Mango. And on Saturday will be Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. We'll see you on Friday. Have yourselves a great and blessed day. We'll talk to you on Friday. God bless you all.